Later, when his family moved to Port Huron, Michigan, there were the railway yards and machine shops of the Grand Trunk Railway. There were the same rough voices and dirty faces, the same, "Out of the way, boy!" All about him were the smell of steam and soot and fire, the noise of boxcars, engines, boilers, the mysterious workings of pistons, valves, levers, gears. Again, the questions of young Edison poured forth faster than men could answer. The boy collected all the bits of knowledge that the train men let drop. He loved the steam locomotive, and whenever he got a chance, rode in the cab with the engineer of the train. Once the engineer slept and allowed the boy to run the engine himself. What a thrill and adventure the boy had that day. The boiler was too full of water, and black, sooty mud soon covered the whole engine and the young engineer. When Edison reached the yards, he was greeted with shouts of laughter. But those who laughed did not guess that the plucky boy was to have a great deal to do with the development of the future train. Some day he was to make an engine that would run by electricity and never have any boiler trouble. So Edison reached the time when he decided to go into business for himself. He was 11 years old when he became newsboy and candy boy on the trains of the Grand Trunk Railroad between Port Huron and Detroit. At this time, he was a well-built boy, with a head of thick brown hair. He was sturdy, like his Dutch ancestors, and had the good health that belonged to the Edisons. His grandfather had lived until he was 103 years old. The boy's family were well-to-do, and there was no reason for him to earn his own living. But he was tired of staying at home. Most of his education had been received from his mother, who had taught school before her marriage. There was nothing to do at home to occupy his busy young mind.